It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Busy day today. I want to show you something right away. This is a picture of a friend of mine. He's somebody who plays a musical instrument very, very well. Yo-Yo Ma, our cellist friend. Well, Mr. Ma is not only a great cellist, he's a father and a husband and someone who loves children. And he said we were welcome to come to his house today. So I'd like you to come with me to visit Yo-Yo Ma. Oh, he may be practicing when we get there. Even though he plays very, very well, he still practices every day. Come along. This is where the Ma family lives, so let's just go on in. Jill, hi.
Hi, Fred. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm on my way to pick up Nicholas, but everybody's inside. Yo-Yo's expecting you.
Good. Thanks
Please
so
go
much.
On in.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Good to see you. Come on in.
Thank
Very
you.
Good to see you.
Remember my television neighbor?
Of course.
Mr. Ma? Yo-Yo Ma. I'm always glad to be with you, neighbor.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Neighbor.
What are you working on?
I'm working on this piece by Bach. It's a slow movement of a suite. It's called a Sarabande. And would you like to hear it?
Well, I would, but this is something that you've played for a long time, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I've actually started playing this piece when I was about 6 years old, which is my son's age. And but, you know, I find that it's actually a very simple piece, but I find that it's harder to play very simple pieces. And can I play it for you?
Please.
Okay, all right. You know, it's actually somewhat of a sad piece. And as you know, I travel a lot. I'm home right now. But when I travel, I miss my family. I miss my kids. And sometimes when I play this piece, it makes me feel a little bit better.
When you play a sad piece, when you're feeling sad, it can help you feel better.
Yes. And it's funny because sometimes there are things that you can't have, and you really want desperately, and something, you know, I love to play concerts, but I really miss home, and just playing it, even though I can't be home and play with my children, I feel just a little bit better. So I'll play for you now, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. could almost cry with that one.
Did you get that feeling of almost wanting something, can't have it, and you're kind of comforted nevertheless?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you might have played that differently before you had your children?
Oh, certainly. I think having children, the best thing about having children is that you're learning constantly from them. And they're teaching me so much about myself, about music. And one of the things that I found that I'm able to do is to love everything more, to love what I do more, to love them more, and to just, you know, put myself into music when I'm working and just draw from just the incredible joy, you know, and the fun that we have together.
Do you have that kind of joy and fun with your own father?
Oh, gosh, well, you know, I remember my father was, in fact, one of my first music teachers, and we used to play all kinds of games together. You know, he would play a note on the piano, it's like, say, you know, this is an A, and then he'd play other notes like, is this an A? Well, I'd say, no, that doesn't sound like it, or what about this, or whatever, you know, and kind of play these guessing games, and it made music very often a lot of fun. And of course, you know, I still had to practice, and well, I guess we all have to practice. I have to practice today, you know, this piece that I just played. It's hard if you really want to do something special and you really want to feel that completely connected to music and feeling. And for that, I think I just have to keep working.
I've never met your father or your mother. I guess they live far from the neighborhood.
Yes, we have a picture of them right over there, and there they are.
They look like fine people.
They certainly are, and they were loving parents, and they loved music very much. Oh, look who's here! Hi!
Howdy.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hi.
Did you have a good day at school?
Yeah.
Did you? Does your dad ever come to your school?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. What do you do there when he comes?
He plays the cello.
He does?
Yeah.
What kinds of things does he play?
He plays music like...
Should we try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just disappear for a second? Because
okay.
I think I hear Emily calling me. I'll be
okay.
back.
Okay. Bye, Julie. Bye.
Thanks, Jill.
Hey, let's show him what we did the last time when we had this thing going. Should we try this sound? Okay, all right. What's this?
Is it a cow?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
cow? What else should we try? What else should we do at school? Oh, sorry, okay. Do you know, what is this?
Oh, it sounds like a siren.
Right, but one thing.
What?
What kind of a car?
What kind of a car?
Yeah. A police car, an ambulance, or a fire truck?
Which do you think it is?
Fire truck.
A fire truck.
Fire truck. That's pretty good.
Would you do it once more so we could hear the difference between a police car and a fire?
No.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like a fire truck? I think that's pretty good.
Do you ever help your dad play the cello?
Yeah.
Do you?
Or try something? We're going to try something.
I'll do the bow.
Okay, you do the bow. Okay, all right. Let's try. Okay, now I'll say one, two.
Okay. Ready, go.
All right.
Thank you for playing that for me. You play very well together, you two.
We have a lot of fun together.
What other things do you do with your dad?
play chess.
Chess.
Mm-hmm. Soccer.
Soccer.
Go to the park.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever play the piano?
Yep.
Do you? Because you are learning the piano now, aren't you? I thought so. Would you play something for me?
Yep.
Would you and your dad play something together for me? What?
The Skeeter's Waltz.
Oh, okay. I'll just stay right here and watch both of you.
Okay, Nicholas, now I haven't done this on the cello before, so you just give me...
One, two, go.
Okay.
I could play that with you?
Yeah.
Could I? You tell me where to start.
Okay.
Up in here?
A and D.
Okay.
Okay, Nicholas, count for me because I can't see you. So tell me when to begin, okay?
One, two, one, two, go.
Played a trio, didn't we?
That was great.
Thanks, Yo-Yo. I must be getting off to my place.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Nicholas.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Nicholas, you want to try that again?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, you tell me when to go, okay?
One, two, go. Okay.
I like to visit with the Maws because I like music so much and I like them so much. Let's have some make-believe. Come on, trolley. Last time, Lady Aberlin was just about to call Mayor Maggie of Westwood and Dr. Bill Platypus, Anna Platypus's father. Did you ever hear Anna's full name? Ornithorhynchus Anatinus? I think it's fun to know long names like that. King Friday has two wooden birds that have long names, Mimus polyglottus and Troglodytes aeden. Why don't we pretend that King Friday is walking his two wooden birds in the castle garden as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe?
Yes, trolley, Mimus polyglottus and Troglodytes aeden wanted to take a walk. I realize that. Nevertheless, I still like them. Don't you worry about that. Don't you mind. There will always be mechanical scoffers.
Oh, Uncle Friday. Uncle Friday, I'm so glad to find you here.
Oh, Niece Eberlin, I presume?
Oh, correct. As usual, Uncle Friday. Yes. I want to talk to you.
Did you not notice Troglodytes aeden and Mimus polyglottus?
Oh, yes, I did. And they are fine birds. Yes, but I have a proposal.
Kindly greet the birds first.
Hello, Mimus and Trog.
The birds like you, Lady Aberlin.
Uncle Friday, they're just wooden birds on sticks.
But I feel very fatherly toward them. Yes, I do.
Fatherly?
Yes. Yes, certainly. I take care of these pets. I can feel fatherly toward them.
You mean the way you feel fatherly toward Prince Tuesday?
I am Tuesday's father, after all. Now, you birds, just go sit down a minute. I'll be with you shortly. Yes, carry on. Go along. Now, what happens to be on your mind, niece?
Well, I was visiting the school, Uncle Friday.
Harriet Cowes School?
Yes, and there they were, those three students.
Prince Tuesday, Anna Platypus, and Daniel Striped Tiger.
Exactly, except that Daniel is wearing a wolf costume.
He's still Daniel Tiger inside.
Of course.
So what do you want to do about the school?
Well, nothing about the school. I was just thinking that it wasn't fair.
What isn't fair?
That the prince has a father who plays music.
Yes.
And Anna has a father who plays music.
The bagpipes. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Daniel doesn't have a father. Least of all, a father who plays music.
And I sense you have a solution to that.
Well, I was thinking if I could just find him a father, then Anna, Prince, and Daniel and their three fathers could play together and celebrate fathers in music.
But I will be happy to celebrate. My bass violin is just around the corner. Speaking of around the corner, I see only Trog-da-da-dee-zai-eat. Trog, where is Mimus?
Has Mimus gone off alone?
Oh, that Mimus polyglottus, such an independent bird. We shall have to search for him. Mimus polyglottus is my pet. Mimus polyglottus is my pet. Mimus polyglottus is my pet. Have you met my pet? Yet. Oh, where is he?
Oh, I'll help you look for him, Uncle Friday, while I'm looking for a musical father for Daniel.
Very good. Come along, Troglodyte Saiden. Oh, my, the trials of keeping birds.
Now, where would I look for a wooden mockingbird on a stick? Well, I must tend to my other business. Dr. Bill? Dr. Bill?
Oh, are you calling, dear?
Well, hi, Elsie Jean. Yes, I was calling Dr. Bill.
Oh, he's gone to the hospital for a few minutes. Could I give him a message?
Oh, it's just that Prince Tuesday has a musical father, and Anna has a musical father, and I was hoping we could find a musical father for Daniel.
Oh, what a thoughtful person you are, Lady Amberlin.
Well, I'm not just sure who it should be. Daniel is wearing a wolf's costume today.
Oh, yes, everybody in Westwood is, too. I was just talking to Mrs. Frog. They're having a fine time.
Well, Mayor Maggie said she might help me. Oh, if you see Dr. Bill, would you please ask him to bring his bagpipes over to the castle later on?
Oh, I certainly will. Bill loves those pipes.
Right. Oh, and one other thing.
Oh, yes, dear?
If you see Mimus Polyglottus, would you please tell him to return to Uncle Friday?
Oh, has that wooden bird gone off again?
Yes, he has.
Oh, I don't know what to make of those birds.
Nor do I can assure you of that.
Well, I'll keep my platypus eyes open.
Thanks, Elsie Jean.
No, I won't tell anybody, Mimus, but I'll be glad to teach you everything I know about it. Okay, yeah, good.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Mimus polyglottus?
X,
wasn't that Mimus?
Lady Everlyn, how good to see you.
Oh, X, wasn't that Mimus polyglottus?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was.
We've been looking everywhere for him.
He's not a bad bird.
No, I know, but he does fly off every once in a while.
No, he doesn't.
What do you mean he doesn't?
Mimus doesn't fly.
Oh, you know what I mean. He goes off from the castle and Uncle Friday has to go to find him.
I'm a bird and sometimes he likes to talk with somebody who does fly. That's all.
I hope he's going home. Do you think he will?
He will, sooner or later.
Good. Now, my next question.
Yes, ma'am?
Who do you know who could be a pretend father for Daniel Tiger who's dressed like a little wolf?
Who's dressed like a wolf? Let me see. How about that wolf over there?
Where?
Oh, right at Daniel's clock.
Oh, X, you have the best ideas.
Sometimes things just seem to work out.
I'll see you later. I'm going to talk with a wolf.
It might be shy.
I'll go easy.
See you, Lady A.
Farewell.
You. It's just that I'm looking for a pretend wolf father.
I'd be glad to help you.
Mayor Maggie!
Hello. It's Wolf Week in Westwood, you know.
I know it is. And since Daniel Tiger is dressed as a wolf, I thought that maybe
Hi,
we could...
everybody.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
Daniel, hi.
Oh, Daniel, you look just like a little good wolf.
Thanks, Mayor Maggie. And guess what?
What?
Mr. Aber said he'd be my pretend father.
He what?
He said since he was dressed up to be a wolf and I was dressed up to be a wolf, he would be glad to be my father.
Oh, that's just what I hoped.
Oh, and he went to Westwood to get his slide trombone. He'll be a musical father, too.
And that's what I hope, too.
Well, sometimes the things you hope for really happen.
Especially when you have people who want to help you make them happen.
I'll say.
How would you like a pretend wolf mother, too?
You mean you?
Of course. You and Mr. Aber and I could be a whole family.
Would you sing?
Well, certainly.
Well, while we're on the subject, could I be your aunt?
You could be anything you like, Lady Eberlin. You know that.
Thanks, Daniel. Agamugga.
Agamugga.
Oh, I almost forgot. Everyone's going to be going over to the castle shortly.
What for?
For fathers and music.
Well, let's go. I'm sure aunts and mothers are welcome, too.
Everyone's welcome.
All right, I'll see you there.
See you there.
All righty. Oh, good.
I'm very proud of you, my son. You found Mimus polyglottus.
I was just coming home from school, and I thought I saw this wooden bird trying to fly, and it turned out to be Mimus.
Mimus polyglottus, I trust you have learned a lesson. You may go inside and be with troglodytes I eat. I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, hello,
look
everybody.
Who's here.
Hey, greeting time.
Mayor Maggie, Lady Eberlin, and Daniel Tiger. Two of you pretending to be wolves, I presume.
Correct. As usual, Uncle Friday.
Prince Tuesday has found Mimus polyglottus.
Oh,
congratulations,
good.
Tuesday.
So
yes,
great.
And I am going to play my bass violin in celebration.
Oh,
look who's here. Very good.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Hi, everybody.
Assembled friends, we have two fathers who are musicians. Suppose we both play for you all.
King Friday.
Yes, Daniel.
Could you wait for one more father to come?
Whose father would that be?
Mine.
I don't believe I know your father, Daniel.
Well, you will when you see him.
And what instrument does he play?
He plays the slide trombone.
Oh, wonderful. We should make a great trio. That's going to be fun. Oh, there he is. Very good, Mr. Aber, I presume.
Correct, as usual, King Friday.
Are you pretending to be Daniel's father?
I am, and I'm very glad to be.
Oh, how lovely.
And I'm his mother.
And I'm his aunt.
We have a whole family here.
Well, we have representatives of many families here. The string family, the brass family, and the bag family.
Hey, well, suppose we musical fathers play something for everyone in celebration of our families.
Oh, lovely idea. Very good.
Yeah.
What a celebration.
Yeah. They all seemed very happy. In fact, they were all doing their best to be thoughtful of one another. And that's often the way of becoming very happy yourself, helping to make someone else feel better. And you know, you can help other people feel better just by caring about them. It's wonderful what care will do. Father care, mother care, child care, friend care. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.